This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
All right. Good Thursday morning, everybody. Working out some technical difficulties here, which just lets me know that Holy Spirit is definitely going to do some work today here in our studios in Austin. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. I'm Allison Kiever, and I'm so excited to have you join us today as I'm your host for Prophetic Thursday. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our other programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. We want to give a shout out to our listeners who are joining us via Facebook Live. Hi, guys. We see you starting to join in there. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're so glad that we can bring you this broadcast on different media sources. You can listen to us on the TuneIn app at BPN Radio. You can just simply go to bpnradio.com and you can listen to us, or you can go to Dale Gentry's Facebook page and you can see us there streaming live. So we're excited to have you join us. Prophetic Thursday and Prophetic Tuesday and now Prophetic Monday is all going to be coming at you. And so we're just so excited. You guys, this is our most listened to program throughout the week because it's obvious that people desire a word from the Lord. One word from God can change your life forever. And we are just so excited to be able to do that for you guys. We know that we have had some issues with the equipment this morning. I feel a little bit like I might have spoke that into existence. I was telling Ruth here, my sister in Christ and such an integral part of the Breakout Ministries team. She's here helping me today. And I was telling her that I was worried about the equipment. And, you know, what a great intro that is, because I was actually, as I was going over so many of your names, last evening, I kept hearing that word worry. I kept hearing the word worry. And, I'm going to dive into that for you in just a minute. But, you know, as I mentioned, my name is Allison Kieber, and my husband and Ian and I host a show here on BPN Radio called Marketplace Watch, and that airs on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the theme for our show at Marketplace Watch is we dare not wait for the world to come to us. And that came to us because, you know, we want to talk about, obviously, Jesus being, you know, outside of the four walls of church too, right? Taking him outside of the four walls of church. And what does that look like in the marketplace? What does that look like is just having lifestyle church, right? And so we talk a lot about success and significance in our program. And we'd love to have y'all join us and tune in. We've got special guests that join us quite frequently and share their stories of how they are not waiting for the world to come to us, and they are taking Jesus out into the marketplace. And so as we dive in today, I think it's important to remember that a prophetic word can confirm your vision, but it can't, the prophet themselves can't give you your vision, right? That comes to you directly from God. And God reveals that to you as you listen to him and as you follow him. And God puts his thoughts within us and through the Holy Spirit. And if God's given you a vision, know that that vision will be accompanied by a passion. And I've talked about this on previous programs, but I want to just hit on that a little bit again, is that remember, if God's given you a vision, that if it's a God vision, it's accompanied by a passion, not just a mere interest. You know, so if you've got something that you're like, oh, that sounds interesting, yeah, maybe I'll do that, and you know, maybe you need to pray into that a little bit more, because God's vision for you comes with a passion. It comes with that, like, I can't not do this, right? Like, it's that you want to, that you're driven to. It's not just something that you're interested in. And then here's something else important to remember, because according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. It's not a chapter or a book. It's a word from the Lord, only a small part of a much bigger picture. A prophetic word can be a now word. It can be a future word, a confirming word, and it can be a new word. And as 1 Corinthians 14:3 states, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. And I just want to stop right there, because I think there's many of you who might be listening who maybe you've never received a prophetic word before. I know the first time that I received a prophetic word, I was shaken in my boots. I thought, oh no, what's God going to say to me, right? What's this man, this prophet going to say to me? And I had all of these preconceived notions and all of these kind of fears that, you know, God just right from the get-go, he just said to me, no, that's not who I am. I don't speak that way to you. I speak in edification and exhortation and comfort, right? There's a reason why Holy Spirit's called the Great Comforter. Right? He is. He's our great comforter, like your big down comforter that you have on your bed that you wrap around you, right? That's who Jesus is, right? He just wraps around us and comforts us. And so I promise you that if you're going to receive a prophetic word, that prophetic word is going to speak to you in love and kindness and gentleness, all the fruits of the Spirit, right? And so that's going to come to you with that edification and that exhortation and that comfort, as according to 1 Corinthians 14:3. So don't be afraid. And you must receive the word with your spirit, understanding that your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of the supernatural. And thank goodness, right? Thank goodness that, you know, that God made us so that we can only receive him here. Right? Trying to just receive him here in our mind, right? That he's bigger than that. He's so much bigger than what we can conceive. And so, he's gonna speak to the depths of your soul, right? He's gonna speak to those depths. And once you receive it in your spirit, just again, in the depths of your spirit, you need to take ownership of the word by writing it down. I cannot tell you how important it is to write your word down. Don't let your word fall to the floor, right? Don't just listen to the word once and just let it fall. I have almost every single prophetic word that I've ever been given. I have it recorded. It's on my phone. I can go back and I can listen to those words. And it's interesting how every time I go back and listen to those words, it's like I hear something new, right? I hear something new in there, or I hear something that, you know, back when it was given to me, it didn't really make sense at that time, but 2 years later, as I'm listening to it now, it's making total sense, and I'm having revelation from that. But how important it is to write it down, because here's the thing, when you write it down, right, when you write that word down and you allow it to soak into your spirit, you then wait for the confirmation. Right? It's waiting for the confirmation, and you must wait for the fulfillment, believing that that word is for you, fully receiving it. Even if you don't, it goes beyond the understanding, fully receiving it. You know, like I've shared with many of you, I've had many words spoken over me over the many of years, and I can honestly tell you, I mean, some of them have still yet to play out, but it doesn't mean that I don't believe that they will. And I'll tell you, some of them are big. Like, they're really big. And I think, how is that going to happen right now? Like, with where I'm at right now, how is that possibly going to happen? But that's what the enemy wants me to think. He wants me to think that I can't do that. And maybe I can't. But with God, all things are possible. And so I have to step into that belief. I have to step into that belief and I have to dive deeper. And what I love about getting a prophetic word that I don't quite understand is it always allows me to dive deeper into prayer. Even if it's a word that I understand, it should allow you to dive deeper into a word. And so I share all of this because, again, I want to encourage you. Sometimes, I hear that people are so hungry, they're so thirsty for a word, and yet they've received one. They've received one and they go to different sources and they're really getting the same word, maybe just different words, sometimes almost the exact same words, but they're getting, the same word from God, right? They're getting that same word from God because that's the word that he wants to speak to you right now, right? And so as we dive in today, all of these words that I have for individuals, I have some for the many. I want to first make sure that we open in prayer. So I hope that you join me in prayer. If you're driving, don't close your eyes, but just join me in prayer. James 5:16 says, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." And oh, are we thankful that we have a means of communication that's just so sweet and so uniquely crafted for our individual relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I thank you, God, that you are here right now. I thank you, God, that you have put into motion every single piece of equipment that needs to work properly on our end, on the listener's end, God, that you are currently operating in the space in which those people are in, God, that they just, today, that they feel you move, God, and I just, God, you heard my prayer earlier, and I just want to pray it again. God, I just pray that you remove me from this, that I'm completely removed, that all selfishness be removed, God, that this is your opportunity to shine for so many who are tuning in right now, God. And I don't want to be any piece of it, God. Let your glory reign here today. Let those hearts who are listening, God, let them just be opened up and let them be filled up, God. Let your words be spoke. Let your truth be heard. Let your love be felt, God. And I just thank you. I thank you, God, that your fire falls down on us and that we can feel you, Holy Spirit, that we can feel you move and that you are in this place. We're no longer on Facebook Live, it looks like, right now. So that's okay. We're on the radio still. So hopefully we're still getting to you guys. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to deliver the word and I'm going to let Ruth here sign in on Facebook and try to go again so we can connect with our listeners there. But I've got too many words to share to be to be held down by any technology. And so here we go. As I get started today, like I said, a couple of names really started to stand out to me, and then I realized that God was it needs to speak to many of you. And like I said, as I read through many of the names this week, I kept hearing there's worry, and it was so much worry, and it made my heart sad that that there's people out there who just have so much worry on their heart. And I thought about this, and many of you may have heard the saying. It's a popular Christian buzz saying, so to speak, is that God says, "Do not worry," 365 times in the Bible. And although that sounds nice, right? That's really not the truth. He doesn't say it 365 times in the Bible. And in fact, in my research into this, because I really wanted to dive into this, that, it can really be found in there anywhere from, I don't know, about 99 times to some even say maybe close to 300, depending on how you interpret it. And that, obviously fearing God is in there as well. And so you know, those that can be found in there, but it's not 365. And I don't share that with you so that you can go, oh, well, gosh, I thought, you know, I heard that he says it 365 times to remind me daily that I need not to worry. But, you know, here's the thing is that he only needs to say it once, right? He only needs to say it once. He doesn't need to say it 365 times. Does he say it more than once? Absolutely. But he doesn't need to. And I look at it this way, and this is the revelation that kind of came to me. And I promise I'm going into a word here. I'm not trying to turn this into a sermon, but I'm going into a word here is that, you know, he only needs to say it once. It's just once that he needs to say it. Guess what else he said once? Let there be light. Let there be light. And light has forever existed from that one spoken word. Let there be light. We don't need to see it 365 times throughout the Bible to know that there will be light, because even in the darkness, there is still light. The darkness cannot drive out the light. Think about it. When you're out in the middle of nowhere and you look up into the sky and you see the moon and you see the stars, and there is, in all of that infinite darkness, there is still so much light. Right? And he only needed to speak that once. And so I wanted to share that with you because, again, he spoke to us several times, maybe not 365 times, but several times that we need not to worry. He says, do not be afraid. Do not be anxious, for I am the Lord your God. Right? And so, but here's the other thing, is that what I saw when I saw these names is I saw the worry. The worry is really based on all of this worldly stuff. And hear me out on this. I get stuck on this too, right? I get stuck. We've talked before. Like, I get stuck on, is the laundry folded? Are the dishes done? Not that the things that we're supposed to do in this world don't matter, because they do very much, because how we do one thing is how we do everything, right? And so we want to make sure that we do even the smallest things well. Okay. But it's the getting consumed to the point of worry and anxiety for the things that don't really matter eternally, right? That it's almost like it's the fruit that's hit the ground that's spoiled, and we're focusing and worrying about the spoiled fruit. Meanwhile, if we just look up, the vine is completely full of all of this magnificent fruit. Right? This magnificent fruit that is ready for us to be picked. And so to so many of you, I want to speak this word of that. Remember that God is telling you, he only needs to tell you once that it's, you don't need to worry, right? That it's whatever's filling your heart, that make sure that it be with eternal value. Right? Because that's what matters. We are eternal beings, and what matters is that we are focusing on what matters eternally. And when we focus on what matters eternally, here's the thing. I talked about this before, the dishes scenario, right? The dishes. When we focus on what matters eternally, the dishes, the laundry, the to-do list, it gets done. Right? And again, I want to talk to you about the whole spirit of comparison, right? There's how many of us are scrolling through Facebook, scrolling through Instagram, you know, looking at other people's tweets, and we're starting to compare that to our own lives. And here we are spending such fruitless, spoiled, rotten fruit time on something that has no significance eternally. And so I don't know where you're at today, but like I said, I heard that many of you are in a place of worry, and you're in a place of anxiety, and you're in a place of fear. And God says, what you focus on will increase. I heard him loud and clear, and he said it to me this morning when I started to worry about the equipment, when I started to worry about my children maybe acting a fool in the other room, when I started to worry about all these things. And he says, what you focus on will increase. And here's the thing. If I'm not focused on what matters eternally, then what's going to increase? The things of this world. And I don't know about you, but I don't want my world to increase. I want the treasures that are being stored for me up in heaven. I want those to increase. And so I don't know if you're struggling with finance. I don't know if you're struggling with a job opportunity. But what I hear here also is that God is saying, sometimes I use the frustrations of this world to dive you in deeper with me. Did you hear that? That sometimes God uses the frustrations of this world so that you will dive deeper with him. You know, perhaps you're not getting that job. Perhaps that raise isn't coming. Perhaps there's, you know, chains that just won't seem to fall off, because God's asking you to dive deeper. He's asking you to trust him. He's asking you to dive deeper. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for that word. And I thank you that right now, that word is bringing comfort to so many people out there, that there are those who are hurting, who are wrapped up in worry. And right now, Jesus, I just pray that those chains of worry, that they be released, God, that you give them a sign, a sign, miracles and wonders. That's our God, right? That you give them a sign that you are in the middle of this. God, that we can be in an absolute hurricane. But who do we know that is with us all the time in the center? God, it's you. It's you who is with us all the time. And I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God. And I thank you, God, that the first word that I heard you speak was for John and Lori in Wichita Falls, Texas. John and Lori, I understand that you're preachers or pastors of a thriving church. You're thriving church leaders. But here's what I heard. I heard Jesus say, come sit with me. Sit with me, child. Sit with me with childlike faith. He said, come glean off of my great peace and my gentleness, my kindness, my love, my selflessness. Don't be so busy that you don't take time for you. And I pray that over many of you who are in ministry work right now, that sometimes we can get so busy helping other people that we don't take time for ourselves and our relationship with God. We don't take the time to get filled up. And remember, you won't have anything to give if you don't take time to enjoy his peace. He says, put away your to-do list. Just put away your to-do list and just let his presence literally stop you. And I loved that, because, you know, for those of us that live busy lives, right? John and Lori, I feel that you're probably laughing right now and you're saying, yes, I received that. I live a very busy and full and wonderful life. And he says, let my presence just stop you in your tracks. Let the stillness is necessary for you right now. I hear that stillness is so necessary for you right now, that things are thriving in your ministry and there is an abundance. There is an absolute abundance, an increase that's even to come to and fourfold. I heard that ringing loud and clear. And I even heard him say mega church. I don't know if you're a part of a mega church already or if that's coming. You may say, I don't want that. And remember, with any word that's given, you don't have to receive it. But I just tell you that I heard that over and over again, mega church, that's the kind of abundance and increase that is coming. And he says, but right now, be in the stillness. He says, yes, the stillness. Remember, peace with God is a gift, and peace with people is a call. You have been called to minister that peace to people. But the peace of God is a gift. And so I just encourage you to stop right now and be in that stillness. John and Lori, I pray blessings over your ministry and just that increase in abundance of what you're doing, the amount of lives that you're touching. I just thank you. I thank you that when people come in your presence, that they begin to know God in a deeper relationship, that they know Holy Spirit at a whole new level. And I just thank you and I praise you, God, for John and Lori in Wichita, Texas. I thank you, Jesus. All right, looks like we're coming back on Facebook Live, so we will. We're excited there. So, John and Lori in Wichita Falls, we just delivered a message for you. So head on over to BPN and get your message there. Thanks for all the Facebook Live rejoining us. I've got another word for Gary G. in Oklahoma. Gary G. in Oklahoma. God says that God says he has not forgotten you. He says, but sometimes you forget who you are. Did you hear that? God's not forgotten who you are. You may forget who you are, but God has not forgotten. God says, I'm a chain breaker, Gary. Those chains hold no weight. He says, let me take those for you. No more fear or anxiety. No. You know that's not who you were created to be, Gary. Gary, you have a voice. You have a powerful voice. And I want to sit there for a minute because I feel like, Gary, that there's someone who's told you that you don't. And so it's made you doubt who you are. It's put those chains around you. And God says, Gary, that's never who you were. I gave you a voice. I gave you a powerful voice. And Gary, I don't know what kind of connection this was, but I heard really strongly that there's a connection to law enforcement. Law enforcement specifically. And he said that there's fruit that has fallen to the ground, Gary, but it's not yet spoiled. It's the fruit that was meant for you. Okay. Again, there was a different word that I spoke here, but this is Gary, specifically Gary. There is fruit that has fallen to the floor, but it is not yet spoiled. It has not gone rotten. And he says, but you must hurry because fruit quickly goes rotten when it hits the ground. And so he wants you to go look at that fruit, those seeds that you have planted, and he wants you to go back and he wants you to and pull up that fruit, right? Pull up that fruit that's on the ground and it's not yet spoiled. And again, Gary, I don't know what the connection is there for law enforcement. I don't know. This is absolutely a prophecy in part because I can't hear any word past that. I just see the connection to law enforcement. And so I pray that that sits with you, Gary. And I just pray. I pray right now in Jesus' name, Gary, that you remember. You be reminded that you have a voice. You were given a powerful voice. And people of this world, they can't stifle that voice. Because you have things in you that need to be heard. They need to be said. Right? Because it's fruit of the Spirit. There's fruit of the Spirit in there that needs to be heard, that needs to be said. And I pray right now, God, that you remind Gary that he has a voice, that he has a very powerful voice. I thank you, Jesus, for that word. Thank you, God. And the next word that I have is for Brenda D. in Washington. Brenda, and I heard this. I heard God say, it seems like the hits just keep coming, right? The hits keep coming. And he says, he hears your pleas. He sees your weeping. He hears that you've been asking why. You've been asking why a lot. He hears these words. You say, God, I've been a faithful daughter. Why? Why, God? And you're starting to question even the greatest decisions that you have made, feeling like, what is it all for? And he says, Brenda, it's in the trials that you learn. He's the great teacher. And he's calling you to be a teacher. Not everyone is anointed in this gifting, Brenda, but he's calling you to be a teacher. He's given you his anointing and his gifting of teacher. You will lead and teach so many more than you've ever dreamed of. I see that God's given you a vision of you speaking to crowds of people. He's given you a vision of leading hundreds of people. And his word was so clear that he's actually called you to teach more than you could have ever dreamed possible. He says, so keep learning in these times of darkness. Keep leaning into his teachings. Always asking, instead of asking, why God? Like the why is coming from why have I been a good and faithful servant? Why? To God, why? What do you want me to learn here, God? What do you want to teach me? Fill me up, God. Let your whys be transformed. He says it's all about less self. It's all about less self and more of him. Right now, less self, more of him. I heard John 3:30. He must increase, but I must decrease. For him to become bigger, for the crowds to become bigger. You see, he's already got everybody appointed to you. I think sometimes we think like God's just working on this like day-to-day basis. Forgetting that he's got it all written, right? He's got it all written out there, and it's about being obedient and walking in those steps. And Brenda, I just heard this scripture, like frame it, put it up. He must increase, but I must decrease. John 3:30. And I praise you, Jesus, for that word. I praise you, God, that you allow us as individuals, as just vessels, to carry your anointing, to be uniquely gifted, right? To not compare our giftings with someone else's gifting, but to stand in agreement and walk out in the gifting and the anointing that you have placed so individually on each of us. And God, I thank you that someone like Brenda, who prays to be a great leader, has your anointing of great teacher. Because God, there is a difference. There is a difference in just being a great leader who has several followers and being a great teacher who sends out. And that's what I see, Brenda. I see that picture right now, right? Being a great leader, someone who looks behind them and sees a lot of people following them. When we need great leaders, don't get me wrong, but great teachers who not just lead people, but they teach and they send out. And they send out. And Brenda, that's what I see for you. That's what I see for you. God's showing me. Can you see it? Can you see it? That great teachers, all of those people, all of those hundreds of people that you've seen in the crowd before, they're about to leave. They're about to get up and they're about to go out. See, they're not leaving you. They're not leaving your teaching, your leadership. They're taking what you've given to them and they're going to go take it out to others. They're going to go take it out to others. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for that picture. And I thank you for the calling that you have on Brenda's life and so many others who are out there thinking that God, that they're supposed to be great leaders, when in reality, you've called them to be great teachers. Great teachers, God. And Brenda, I just encourage you to pray deeper into that word. Thank you, Jesus. The next word that I have is for Cynthia M. in Texas. Cynthia M. Talking about a great leader. That's the word, okay? Remember, like I just said, God, we need great teachers and we need great leaders. We need both. We need both. And Cynthia, I heard that you are a leader. You're a great steward. God just showed me that you're a great steward of finances, that you will be put in charge of great assets because of your great understanding and your commitment to the stewardship of money and finances and assets. When I took your name to the Lord, I saw numbers and calculators, and you're, Cynthia, you're someone who gets it. You get that money is a tool, right? That money is nothing more than this pen. This pen is a tool, right? This pen can write beautiful words that are so spirit-filled, but it can also write words of hate. Right? It's just a tool. It's a tool. It's an extension of my hand, which is an extension of my heart, right? A tool. And money, it's the same thing. It's just an extension of my hand, and it's just an extension of my heart. And I heard Cynthia that God said, your heart is so pure, and you just have such, you've been gifted. Like as a little girl, you just, money was just that. It was just a tool, like a hammer. That a hammer can build an entire house, but one hammer can demolish a house. You know, board by board, nail by nail, piece by piece, it can take that down. And so God wants to give the money to those who are great stewards. And Cynthia, I just saw this for you. I saw that there's a great peace that comes over you about this. There's not a worry or an anxiety that comes over you about this. And he says, well done. Well done, Cynthia. He's trusted you with the little, and you've been so faithful. You have proven that you can be trusted with so much. And then I saw property, and I saw acres, and like I said, I saw numbers and calculators and rulers and just anything that has to do with like numbers and just that stewardship of really understanding that. And I'm hearing God say right now, Cynthia, that you must take, because you're a leader, because you are a great servant, that you must take that and you must show others. You must lead others. You must lead others in helping them understand. Because what, see, in our church today, we have great tools to help people get out of debt. Right? We have great tools to help people get out of debt. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for great stewards who have brought the tools to help people get out of debt, right? That those are being brought to us in the church. But unfortunately, what's not being brought to us is then the stewardship after the getting out of debt, teaching people how to stay out of debt, teaching people how to have their money work for them, right? And giving them those tools. And Cynthia, I see you as being someone who's going to create one of those great programs, those like the great programs that we have in our churches of helping people get out of debt. Those are great, right? Cynthia, you're going to create a program that's going to help people understand the need for to secondary incomes and the need for the stewardship of how money works for you. How money works for you, because there's the ministry needs money, right? There's money is in the, it's part of this world, right? It's not there for a reason. I think a lot of times believers, they think money is evil, and that's not what the word says. That's not what God's truth says. Money is not evil. It's what you do with money that can be used for good or evil. Right? And so people like Cynthia who truly understand that truth and what God's heart was behind that, Cynthia, you need to go out and lead people. Create that program. Don't let it overwhelm you. You already understand it. God is in you. With him, all things are possible. And I hear him saying, just take one step. Just take one step at a time, one step at a time, because you already get it. You already understand it. I praise you, Jesus, and I thank you for that word that you have spoken over Cynthia in Texas. And the next word that I have is for Lori B. in California. Lori B. in California. Lori, I hear God saying that you have such a gentleness in your nature. You're just so sweet and precious to him. And recently you've had some battles. You've had some battles that you know, maybe could have had you questioning God and your walk with him. You know, there are many that these battles would have made question. But no, not you. Not you, Lori. Your patience and your gentleness. And I don't know where you're at, but I really have the sense that God is speaking this word directly to you. He says, your patience for the one that he is crafting just for you is so sweet. He's crafting the one just for you, and you know it. And so you're just so patient and so sweet. And he says, keep focusing on him, right? Keep focusing on him. And he, because he loves being in relationship with you. I see that when I took your name to him, it's like he showed me this picture of just this very sweet and precious relationship that you have with him, Lori. And he loves it. He loves it. He really does. He wishes all of his children would have the kind of relationship with him that you have with him. Always putting him first. Always believing in him. No matter what battles come your way, that you're never questioning him. That you know his truth. The words that he's spoken to you, they lay so preciously on your heart. And Lori, I just kept hearing him talk about your gentleness. And just to be very clear that your gentleness is not meekness, right? It's not a meekness. It's not like you're standing back in the shadows, being this little wallflower and trying to figure out like where you fit in. No, in fact, I saw a very brave woman, a woman who stands out, who stands away from the wall, who goes out, but just has this gentleness, with others and this love and this understanding and just such a non-judgmental spirit. And sometimes that can be confused. People can confuse that with meekness and weakness. And he says, no, your gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit. And it is so, it's so good, Lori. I see you and I see this like this light shining around you that you're just so good. And he says, just keep being patient. Just keep being patient. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the next word that I have is for Jenna L. in California. And can I just pause here for a second? Because here's what I love about Holy Spirit is that, you know, he is who he wants to be in whatever moment, right? Is that, you know, sometimes it's like today, like Tuesday, I felt his fire and this all-consuming conviction over me. But today it's like this, just this sweetness. It's like every single person that he wants to speak to today, it's not about conviction. It's about his sweetness and his goodness and his gentleness. And I love that. I had to pause right there for a moment because, I think, you know, if we put expectations on him, right, then again we're thinking about him here, and we're not receiving him here. I'm sorry for those of you that keep losing the video. I know we're having some technical difficulties there. It's on, but I just see the comments coming up. And so, again, just another encouragement to go over to bpnradio.com, and you can listen to us. We're streaming live there, having no interruptions. So feel free to join us there. And then we will obviously play the replay. But, you know, that's what I love about Holy Spirit is that he's going to be who he needs to be. And I read a great, great quote yesterday, and I felt like it really fit me. And I grabbed onto that quote and I owned it. Are there some things that like words, you read a quote and you're like, that's not just a quote. That's actually a word for me. I'm going to go grab it because I'm going to receive that. Right. And I took that quote and I received that. That was a word that God spoke to me. And what it was is that I'm not trying to pretend to be anything but other than who I am. I'm not trying to pretend to be anything other than who I am. And I feel like that's what Holy Spirit's saying right now too. He's not trying to pretend to be anything other than who he is. who he is, right? And so, you know, sure, he can make fire fall down and he can have conviction come, and then he can have a setting like this where it's just gentleness. And I just, if you could feel the spirit that's in here today, it's just different. It's just different. And I'm so thankful, Holy Spirit. I'm so thankful that you are the ultimate comforter, that you are the ultimate guide. And I don't have to pretend to be anything other than who I am, because that's who you are, God. That's who you are. You don't pretend to be anything that you're not. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that. Jenna L. in California. I'm hearing that there's a lot of teachers out there. There's a lot of teachers. Jenna, he says, teacher. Teacher, that was the first word that I got. That was the first word that I got. And he says, you have such a heart for children. Such a heart for children. But I, when he said teacher to me, I actually saw you being a teacher of teachers. And this is a different word than Brenda. I want to be clear on that, because I got a very different visual. Yours was very much like a classroom setting, teachers who teach children, and you being a teacher of those teachers. And I see you pouring into those who have grown tired and who have forgotten why they started in the first place. I think any teacher, I don't know what it's like to be a teacher, but I can think now as school is starting that, you know, there's some teachers who are walking back into school and they're already tired. They're already tired. And we've got our next generation who we as parents, we're sending them off and we're entrusting them to them. And so, right, you know, we want to pray for them. We want to make sure that we're praying for our teachers, because that's who's speaking into the ones who were entrusted to us, right? So we've got to be praying for them. And Jenna, I just saw that you are someone who you pour into those who have grown tired and who have forgotten why they started in the first place. And I pray right now for God to give you the strength as you listen to the complaints, as you listen to the tired hearts. I just pray that God use you to breathe life back into those that he has called, into this a ministry, really. I mean, you know, again, if we want to think it on a bigger scale, you know, who's there for our children from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday? Who's speaking life into them? Who's teaching them? Who's encouraging them? Right? And just praying for them and pouring into them. And I thank you, God, for people like Jenna, who is a teacher of teachers. And Jenna, I heard him say that there's promotion in this field that you're in. There's promotion coming. And that promotion comes with a great responsibility. But don't be scared by the responsibility, because that responsibility is given to you. Because even though you think you might not be able to handle it, he gave it to you. That's your job to do. It's your responsibility to hold. And with him, you will be able to hold it. That's what I hear, is that with him, sure, you might think, oh, Why am I getting all of this responsibility? Because you can handle it with him. You can handle it with him. So get ready. Promotion is coming. Promotion is coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And thank you for our teachers. Thank you for our teachers, God. And this is, I just want to pause here. I don't know how we're doing on time. Okay, I know we're drawing close to the end, but I'm just going to keep going. And this was kind of again another word that I got for the many, and so just know that, you know, as we're praying over your names, and I mean hundreds of names come into us on a weekly basis, like we've said before, not a single name falls to the floor. We write every single name down. You know, Ruth is writing names down as they come in on Facebook Live. My husband, who's not even here, but he's working remotely, serving as writing names down as well that come in through the different areas that you can contact us. And so, so many people who are serving in this ministry to make sure that not a single name fall to the ground. And so I want you to understand that when we take these names to God, sometimes God says, this is not a specific word. This is a word for the many. And I heard this, that so many of us right now in this place, we need to be reminded that we are not here for ourselves. We are not here for ourselves. We are here for Him. That we are here for Him. And like I said before, that Holy Spirit is called the Great Comforter for a reason. Here's the reason. He knew that the things of this world were going to make us uncomfortable, right? It's gonna make us uncomfortable. There's worry that's gonna come. There's things that are gonna fall on us that are gonna make us uncomfortable. And He says, but I am the Great Comforter. I am the Great Comforter. And you're a conduit, right? I heard this too, and I want to speak this very powerfully. Okay, so now I feel like Holy Spirit's going into. See, I'm like, here I go, rocking back and forth. Okay, so here's the conviction that is coming, and understand this: that you are not here for you; you are here for Him. And right now, again, another very popular Christian buzz phrase. Again, there's so many popular Christian buzz phrases that I kind of feel like God sometimes being like, get that out of here. Get that out of here. And this is one of them where we say, y'all just need more Jesus, right? Y'all just need more Jesus. And I have a shirt that says this, okay? So I'm guilty of this, right? Thinking, y'all need more Jesus. But here's what God told me. He said, no, y'all don't need more Jesus. Because see, Jesus, He says, I'm all in. You already have all of me. You already have all of me. It's not about needing more Jesus. It's about having less self. Y'all need less self, right? That's what we need. Y'all don't need more Jesus. Y'all need less self because Jesus is all in. He's all in, and He's calling us to be all in. And if we want to be all in, we have to be less self. We can't have more self and more Him. We just can't, right? If we want to overflow with Him, we have to stand back and we have to let Him take center stage. Less self, more Him. Okay? So I just encourage you, if that's kind of been one of your statements, that, you know, y'all just need more Jesus, right? Like, that's been one of mine. Y'all just need more Jesus. My new statement is, y'all just need less self. Y'all just need less self. And I'm saying that to me. I know Holy Spirit is saying that to me. So don't think that, you know, sometimes when we get these words, it's really a word for ourself. And God's saying, go ahead and receive that. Like, go ahead and receive that. Stand in agreement with that. And now you can go, and deliver that word to others. And that's powerful right there too, right? And I heard God saying that He wants us to rise up and He wants us to be passionate and just say that you want it all, right? That you want it all. I think, again, so many of us are so wrapped up in this little tiny worry about this little thing that has no eternal value, and we're missing the whole big picture. He's like, y'all know who I am, right? Like, y'all know that I am Jesus, right? And I'm all in. Like, He's so all in. He's so all in. Y'all, that He hung from a cross. He's so all in that He gave it all for us. And right now, all we're worried about is us. We're so worried about ourselves. We're so worried about ourselves that we can't even see Him, that we can't even You know, I was given this cross the other day, and there's a smooth side. You can't see it on Facebook, probably, and I know you can't see it on the radio. but it's a beautiful cross, and it hangs sideways, and there's a really pretty smooth side. And it kept flipping to the other side that's like striated, and it almost looks like wood on the other side. And it kept flipping. I've worn it every day since I've got it. I haven't even taken it off to sleep. And I noticed that every time I look in the mirror, it's flipped to the striated side. And I keep flipping it back because I'm like, it's supposed to be on the polished, pretty side. And this morning, as I was looking in the mirror, he said, "Allison, I have it flipped to that side because I don't want you to ever forget what it was like when I hung up there on that cross. Those pieces of wood that I was nailed to, they weren't pretty and polished. They weren't pretty and polished. No. Sure, maybe what he did for us, maybe that made it all pretty and polished, but to be reminded that what he did, how he hung there was nothing pretty about it." And I just wanted to share that with y'all. So just remember, it's not about more Jesus. It's about less self. And I just pray that right now, those of you, again, there's just so many of you so wrapped up in worry, that you focus on what matters. And I'm not saying that what you're worrying about doesn't matter, right? That there are things, there are jobs we have to do that matter here. But what matters in the big picture? Are we trusting him? Are we believing him? Or are we worried? And I can honestly tell you, I was worried when Facebook failed. Oh my goodness, people aren't going to get to hear this word on Facebook. No. He says the bigger picture. The bigger picture. And I hear him saying he wants to remind you that he's all in. He's all in. You have all of him. You have access to all of him. That is what he did for us when he left, when he ascended and he said, "I'm leaving you something greater." He left Holy Spirit, gentle comforter, Holy Spirit. He left Holy Spirit for us to be in us, for us to be alive in him. Listen, some of you are looking for the secret. You're looking for the secret right now to how can I have a better life? How can I be free of worry? How can I be free of pain? How can I be free of these chains? And I have to tell you something. The secret has already been revealed. It's already been revealed. And I just hear him saying, "I'm right here. I'm right here. Come to me. Come all who are weary. Come all who are lost," right? Come to him. Come to him. Stop looking for man to answer your problems, because Jesus has the answers. He may not reveal them all to you in one big little, you know, perfect little plan. In fact, I can almost guarantee you that he's not. It's just not how he works. But he has the answers. Go to him. Yes, yes, Cynthia, in perseverance. In perseverance. I love that. I got a word for Scott and Sheila Kay in Kansas. Scott and Sheila, I took your name to the Lord, and I think as we're running out of time, I'm going to end right here. I know I have lots of words for other, but I'm going to end right here because I heard the word radical. When I took the two of your names to the Lord, he said, "Radical. You two are radical Jesus lovers." And I have to praise right now and say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, radical Jesus. Not Sunday school Jesus, radical Jesus. Radical Jesus, because Jesus was and is radical. And I thank you, God, for people who were brought together to show you how ridiculously beautiful your love is. And that two people who just so ridiculously shine your light so bright. I thank you, God, for people like Scott and Shayla. And I hear this, Scott and Shayla, that you've known marriage failure in the past, and you've known marriage success. I hear that there's a marriage ministry on your life. It's a calling and it's a gifting. It's placed on both of you. And because you've known the failures, because you've known the success. And he says that there's a fire that both of you, that you have, that it cannot be put out. It cannot be put out. It's like for the two of you, you've seen the truth. You've seen like the whole truth. And you can't unsee it. You just can't unsee it. And literally, as you walk out your door, people who are hurting, people who are in hurting situations, who are in broken marriages, who are feeling like they're hearing God tell them to leave, that they're coming to you. They're coming to you. No, they're not just coming to you. Actually, the word he used was they're flocking. They're flocking to you, and they're looking for your advice. They're looking for your leadership. And God says, share radical. Share radical Jesus with them. That's what these people are looking for. They're looking for radical Jesus. They're looking for radical answers. They're looking for miracles. They're not just looking for advice and what they think the world says, oh, that sounds pretty. That sounds right. No, he's leading them to people like you, Scott and Shayla, because he's trusting that the fire that you have in you that is so deep inside of you that it will spread. It will spread. And through you, through the vessels that you are, there are marriages that are going to be healed. There are broken hearts that are going to be mended back together. There are generational curses. Yes. There are generational curses that will be broken. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The generational curses will be broken. They will be broken. God, I hear you say, I hate divorce. I hate divorce. Don't let this world tell you anything different. Don't let this world tell you anything different. Break those generational curses of divorce. Break those generational curses. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for instruments. Instruments like Scott and Shayla, who can share you so radically, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you for the ministry, the marriage ministry that you have placed before them. God, it doesn't matter where they're at in their marriage, their newness of their marriage. God, that doesn't matter. It is what you have called them into, and is that they are just vessels, because the Scott and Shayla have learned less self, more him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And like I said, we have so many words, so we will continue these words. We will continue to bring you these words through Prophetic Monday. I'm so excited for Prophetic Monday. Many of you have heard this story, but my dear friend Callie Hargraves, who is a spiritual daughter of Dale Gentry as well, y'all... I'm where I'm at today from a word that was spoken from Callie years ago. I got on the phone with Callie last night and I was talking to her, and she said, remind me of your story again. And I shared my story with her, and she said, oh yeah, that's right. That's right. And she said, and when were you baptized in the Spirit? And I was like, again, with you, Callie, with you, at an event with you, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I'm here in Austin because of a word that was spoken over our lives, a word that we prayed into, a word that we stood in agreement with, a word that we were faithful to walk out. And wouldn't you know it, 7 months later, introduced to a man, a man who was that woman's spiritual father, who lives on the same street. Y'all, I can't make that up. You just can't make that up. That is, talk about Holy Spirit moving. And here's the thing, is the Holy Spirit moves, and he moves so beautifully. Just, it's like a dance, right? It's like this beautiful dance. And all he asks is that we remain faithful. We remain faithful. Was it scary to load up a moving truck to go to a place that we had never seen before? We literally leased a house online, that we had no family, we had no friends. It could have been, but we knew that it was God's plan. And so we walked out in faith in that plan. And all of the words that we've spoken, since I've been doing Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday, again, I can't encourage you enough that whatever word has been spoken to you, maybe your name hasn't been called yet. But maybe you've received some words where you say, I'm going to grab that word, and I'm going to stand in agreement with that word. I'm going to own that word. I'm going to pray into that word, right? And that's what I want to encourage you. Pray into it. Write it down. Rehearse it. Rehearse it. Stand in agreement with it. You know, God spoke a word over me that we were going to give away $1 million. I don't know how that's going to happen today. I don't know, but I know that it's going to happen. I know that when Jesus wants something done for his kingdom, if I just remain faithful, he will use me to do that. He will use me. And I'm nothing special. I'm nothing different than you. I'm just uniquely created, And can I just tell y'all that I love you? I love you. I love that you are pouring into this ministry, that you are coming back to this ministry. Ruth, do you want to take up, donations, or you want me to? Okay, all right. She probably does. She's like, I don't want to put the headphones on and ruin my cute hair. All right. So, many of you know that this is a ministry, right? That's what we're doing here, is this is a ministry. Many of us just serve here. That's all that we do, right? But there's a ministry that's being done. And as I spoke about a word to, I think it was Cynthia, right? Is that money is a tool. Well, money is a tool to forward the ministry that we're doing. You know, broadcasting on the airwaves, it costs money. And so, you know, we're constantly looking for people who want to become sponsors, who, you know, want to join us, who want to lock arms and say, you know what, this is a ministry that I believe in. This is a ministry that I can sow into. And so if that's, if you have that calling on your heart, and you've got, you know, whether it's just a one-time offering, whether it's something that you want to become a monthly partner in giving and helping us with this ministry, just know that we are blessed by you. Like I said, we're here because of our loyal and faithful listeners and contributors. And so to do that, you have a couple of ways that you can give. You can simply write a check. And if you write a check, you need to send that to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985. And you can make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. And that's P.O. Box 91985, and that's Austin, Texas, 78709. Now, if you're like me, and I don't know when I last wrote a check, and you just want to give online, you want to make that easy, you know, one-click payment, you can do so by simply, if you're listening on bpnradio.com, you can just scroll all the way to the bottom of the page. There's a donate button. Any of our other websites, breakoutministries.com, there's a donate button. Let'spprayamerica.com, there's a donate button. And you can just simply click that button, and you can use your Visa, or you can use PayPal even too, and you can give us an offering or donation there. And so we just really appreciate that. We look forward to being able to expand this ministry just more and more and more. Like I said, we will have Callie, and I think she's coming on with her sister Cindy. That's going to be this Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. They will be on bpnradio.com, so they'll be live on the radio, and they'll also be live on Dale Gentry's Facebook page. And hopefully they don't have any interruptions like we did, but they'll, you know, hey, they'll just go with it too, right? And so that's 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday, or you can catch Dale Tuesday for Prophetic Tuesday at the same time of 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And again, me back here, Prophetic Thursdays. Also want to remind you, we have several other shows that you can tune into. You guys, this is a 24-hour internet prayer station. There are people who are ready to take your prayer requests, who are here to listen to your prayer requests, who are ready to stand in the gap with you, who are ready to stand in agreement. And in fact, I had a prayer request this morning for a healing over our good friend Mesa. She's a loyal listener, a faithful contributor, and I pray for healing right now. And I just, would y'all stand in agreement with me right now to just pray that immediate miraculous healing over Mesa and her entire household, that it come over that entire household, and that we know, we know, Holy Spirit, that you can do all things, and that we just, all that you ask us, God, is that we believe, right? And I just pray right now for the belief to be increased to the level in which that she can receive your immediate and miraculous healing. I thank you, God, for the calling that you have on Mesa's life. I thank you that for all that you have done in her family, the works that you are doing through her children and through her husband who serves so faithfully. God, I just thank you for her mother who was courageous enough to send in a prayer request and say, please, please stand in the gap with me. Pray for the healing. We just pray that immediate healing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that right now you are building a testimony for your healing. And I thank you, God, that very soon we are going to hear a testimony back from Mesa of your immediate and miraculous healing, because thousands came together and stood in the gap and prayed for that healing to just rush over her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you that I thank you. I thank you for the woman who just had to, all she had to do was touch your tassels, God, and she was healed. She just touched the tassels and she was healed. I thank you, God, for that. I thank you that that's the kind of healer that you are, that you hear our praise and you hear our faithful calls. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you again for joining us, everybody. It was a wonderful day here at Prophetic Thursday on BPN Radio. We love you. May God bless you. May He bring you abundance. And remember, less self, more Him. Thank you, God. We love you. And thank you, God. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hello, everybody. This is Dale Gentry, and for the next 55 minutes, we invite you to stay tuned as we play special music by my special friends. Music to pray with. Here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Mm-hmm.
repaired. The windows and the shutters are letting in the cold, cold air. I say to myself, I'm gonna fix 'em when I can get the time. But all I've been getting lately is leaving on my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. Seems that's all be looking for a better place to live, but I can't seem to get excited about the world and what it can give, for I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitaire. For what good would a world do me with leaving on my mind? Leave it all.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing of love come down. As you show your face, we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
feet that run and play.
precious every day. That little boy of mine, no one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little
home.
Of the earth will grow strangely.
Mountains move, chains are loose.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.